The town of Lake Jackson, 50 miles south of Houston, was planned and built in the early 1940s for the families of defense workers at two magnesium processing plants in nearby Freeport. The Dow Chemical Company owned the plants, which would bring 4,000 people to the area during World War II. To accommodate them, Dow bought the old Lake Jackson sugar plantation for the brand new town site. A young Michigan architect, Alden B. Dow, created the master plan for the 1,300-acre community. His father was the company founder, his brother its president. Dow designed a 200-unit apartment complex, 300 single-family homes, and a commercial district, including a movie theater. The buildings were simple yet sturdy, mostly constructed of wood. What made Lake Jackson distinctive was its layout and Dow's commitment to state-of-the-art community planning standards of the 1940s. He organized the town around the automobile, routing through traffic along parkway drives with wide landscaped flanks. Residential streets meandered or formed half loops to discourage through traffic. Dow arrayed commercial buildings in the town center along streets called ways that radiated outward like the spokes of a wheel. Humorously, he named them This Way, That Way, and Parking Place. Residential street names reflected the town site's greatest asset, its abundant trees, which Dow carefully preserved. In 2008, Lake Jackson celebrated restoration of the architect's former studio. The modest one-story building dates to 1943 and looks like a house with a prow-shaped roof. Nearby, installations at the Lake Jackson Historical Museum document the origins of the community, which incorporated as a city in 1944. They include interactive exhibits, home movies from the 1940s, and a life-size animatron of Alden Dow. The exhibits help explain a perception that first-time visitors to the city are likely to experience. Alden Dow so accurately forecast the look of the post-war American suburb that Lake Jackson today appears familiar rather than avant-garde.